Welcome to another episode of Being Black 2020. I'm your co-founder and CEO of the Being Black 2020 podcast and wellness initiative, Haru Anu, also known as Joshua X. And today I'm going to be talking about protection at all costs. Protection at all costs. So before we get in this subject, family, just want to say appreciate the continued support. Any additional questions, consultations, anything, any plans you want to build about, any health-based questions, faith-based questions, anything you want to talk about Being Black 2020, we are more than available to help. Just go to www.thebeingblack2020.com. We will reach out. You can call the number at the bottom if you don't want to leave your email information. You can call us. We will always answer. And also, like I said, keep looking at the website, you guys. Even if you looked last week, it might be a new item this week. Continue to stay active, stay involved in the process. We're building and growing. So let's get into protection at all costs. What do I mean, protection at all costs? What type of dynamics does this involve? So basically, what I mean by protection at all costs, I mean protection with your mind, protection with your body, and protection with your aura. I know a lot of people say soul, but I want to talk about all the energy that personifies self. So I'm going to talk about aura, all the energy that personifies self, this version of self. So your aura, how do you protect your aura? How do you protect all three of these things and move in balance with the way you want to live your life, the way you see things? How do you do that in the aspect of protection? And it's very important, family, because a lot of people in today's society, we look for laws to protect us. We look at spouses to protect us. We look at family to protect us. We look at the government to protect us. We look at different agencies to protect us. And we still are dying from health diseases. We still are plagued by mental illness, and we still have not generated a society that knows how to work in conjunction with nature and or with each other. So it seems to me, from my observational skills, that this type of protection that we've been depending on has not been protecting us, but hurting us. So the very sources of our so-called protection has been the very sources of our so-called manipulation. So there's a pattern in this society where people look to be protected, they get misused. You go to the hospital, they give you drugs to work in opposition to your body so that you become ill. Either your body fights off the illness and lives, or it caves into the illness and dies. That's the way the medical system is. The mental health system. We have Vietnam vet, people that went through wars in the army, people that have been through wars on the streets, PTSD, all throughout neighborhoods, all throughout Chicago, New York, LA, all throughout the world, Britain, UK. All throughout the world, there are slums where the urban community goes through PTSD, depression, all types of mental illnesses that never get addressed, that get overlooked, get labeled different names, so that the people in those predicaments look like aggressors or look like villains more so than people with mental illnesses. We have to reevaluate what we are doing for ourselves. This is the most important thing I'm going to tell you, family, is that you have to protect yourself. You have to protect yourself. There is no one, no one is going to care how much you love someone, how much you care someone. There's no one that is going to go to the extent that you need to go for yourself. You need to. You might not have been doing that now. And this is not the case to beat up on yourself. You might not have been protecting yourself. You might not. You might have been putting disrespectful foods, you know, eating animals that don't sweat, eating bottom feeding, shrimps and crabs eating the bottom feeders of the sea. You might not, you know what I'm saying, you might not have any workout regimen. You might not have any exercise regimen where you go out and walk or at least get air. You might not do that. You might have been treating your body horribly. But now you just heard this and now you're like, hold on, wait a minute. I can make a change. This is the moment in which you choose different. Don't wait on a time. Choose this moment. Choose this moment. You might have been beating up on yourself mentally. You might harp on your mistakes. You might even end up abusing yourself because you feel like you deserve it. But now, since you heard this, you realize that you don't have to do that. You realize that you could pour life into yourself instead of squeeze death out of you. Your aura. You realize that your aura is affected by negative people and disrespect, and people that disrespect you and people that don't respect what you have going on. So you leave those people away and you diet and fast from those type of people, and your aura is strengthened because you know that your aura is essential for things that you want to do in this life. That's protection. You have to protect your aura. You have to protect your essence. You have to protect your mind. Don't just read and listen to anything and take it in. There's a Boondocks episode where Riley and Huey was talking about slavery. And this is a comical script by the writers. But they wrote in, so Riley and Huey was talking about slavery, right? And Huey says, yeah, you know, our people were slaves. And, you know, it was a system of slavery that led for over 400 years. And then Riley's like, I don't know. I don't believe that shit, man. I don't believe that. You know, I keep my mental solid. Don't nothing get through here. That just don't sound right. You know what I'm saying? And even though that was a joke and even though that was exaggerated, that concept of keeping your mind on a constant alertness, keeping your mind on a defensive mode that has balance with reception, not just defensive to the point you block everything out, but you have a balance with what you receive and what you and how you perceive it. There's a balance. However, you cannot just take everything in. If it is not sensible, that means if you have not perceived it with your senses, it is not logical to come up with a confirmation on whether this is factual or not. It is not logical. If something is not perceived by your senses, how can you prove that it's a fact? Wikipedia is not a fact. The internet is not a fact. What comes on TV is not a fact. It is paid programming. It's paid programming. We have to realize that, family. The hospitals are a business. It's a business. Hospitals are business. TV is business. Sports is business. All these things is business. What does business do? Business targets an audience. What do they target an audience for? To sell that audience whatever they feel as though that audience is looking for. So this is very important when it comes to protection, because if we're all looking for protection, we need more gun rights. We need more going outside rights. We need more this, we need more that. If we allow ourselves to be put in the position to ask for what we need instead of just be and do and take what we need, then we're always going to be in a position to look for outside help for our protection. I'm going to repeat that just in case people just didn't get it. If we always look outside of ourselves, if something goes on in our neighborhood, something goes on in our household, something goes on in our area, and we always go outside to try to get some outside influence to understand the situation that's going on internally, it is always going to end in a point of disarray, in a point of confusion, in a point of destruction. Because you cannot fix an internal problem with external factors. We've seen it time and time again where Negroes with good intentions, you know, that it's a saying that the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Now, we know there's no physical hell, but we also know that the dichotomy that comes with those circumstances that make hell a context are very often put into play when someone wants to do something that they feel will be chivalrous or will be in sentiment to someone who they care about. Not realizing the factors that involve that. Not realizing that that person needs to protect themselves or needs to learn to protect themselves. Not realizing that you enable a vulnerable person by allowing them to sit back and do nothing. We enable people who can't stand up for themselves. We enable that weakness. We enable that non-aggressiveness to live, that non-aggressiveness to evolve and grow. We enable that. You know why we enable that? You know how we enable that? The why we enable that is because we're too wrapped up into the illusion. Oh, you're my mom. I can't tell you how I really feel because, you know, you'll get upset and that'll mess up the title, the dynamics between a mother and father. You know, we won't be as close. We won't be fake close anymore. Oh, I can't tell you. Oh, we friends. You're my boy. We've been friends for years, but I can't tell you how you disrespect me, how I feel as though you look at me as beneath you, and how you ostracize me, because that we'll lose that best friend title we've been holding on for 10 years or 20 years, 15 years. Oh, I can't run this business how I want to because white people run their businesses like this. And if I run my business like this, it might not be perceptible or perceived the right way. So let me run my business like white people, because that's the only way comfortable I see. We see this time and time again, yet we don't go and put the extra initiative in to be real with ourselves, to be comfortable with ourselves, to be comfortable with the skin we in. In order to protect yourself, you have to be comfortable and real with yourself. I mean, 100% authentic with yourself. A lot of us are faking the funk. And that's why we don't stand up and protect ourselves, because we don't feel as though we need protecting. We're living in an illusionary state. We think, oh, I'm doing fine. All right, I'm doing okay. I just need to lose a little gut. You know what I'm saying? My blood pressure, all right. It's all right. You know, I walk upstairs, I get a little tired, but I'm okay. You know what I'm saying? Or a lot of people think, oh, well, you know, I'm working a job. You know, I retire in about 10 years. You know what I'm saying? My 401k take care of me. You know, I'd be cool. You know, I ain't gotta invest or think of new ways to grow. You know what I'm saying? Like, no, my job got me. I'm straight. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people have a lot of ideas on external factors that are going to protect them. And you might be right. You might be right. There's no absolutes. There are people who get protection, you know, on a constant basis. You know, they go to people and they're under their protection. They go to certain places, they're under their protection. So I'm not going to say that, you know, organizations won't lend you their protection or won't accept you under their veil of protection. But what I will say is that there are terms and conditions to everything. And if you really want to experience true freedom and true growth, then I suggest, family, that you seek ways to protect your mind. You research ways to protect your body. And you meditate on how to protect your aura. These are tools that we have on the escalator to growth. Tools that we can use to fulfill this human experience in a more abundant way. So like always, family, I appreciate you. I acknowledge the fact that there are beautiful and lovely people from all around the world engaging themselves in the Being Black 2020 podcast. So until next time, peace and Hotep, family.